Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The lawyers call Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Lord, praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful parent, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have preached to many prisoners, laid hands, and prayed for many prisoners. Amen. In our prison outreach, going into the jails and prisons. Praise God. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. All this month, we've been preaching about the Hebrew name, Jehovah Kadisi, the Lord that sanctifies. We're going to try to wrap it up on today, so like you call a neighbor and a friend, tell them to tune into today's broadcast and conclusion of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, going to read the word of God. Also, praise God, we're going to let Missionary Velvet, amen, have some words to say, praise God, because she helps me in the prison ministry. She ministers to the females in the jails, praise God, ministering to them, amen, sharing them about Jesus, praise God. So let me hear from Missionary Velvet, praise God, at this time here on the broadcast, praise God.
Praise the Lord, I greet you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one that can deliver us and set us free. And I say, I thank the Lord for who he is to me and what he is able to do for you. The Lord can do anything but fail. And I thank the Lord, I said, there's a song that the Lord gave me earlier this year, either last fall. And it said, look in the mirror and see yourself. And I said, for the Lord to be able to sanctify us and to be able to fill up with his spirit, we have to look in the mirror and see who we are. We have to be honest in our hearts toward God. And like James said, don't be like the man that look in the mirror and see his face in the mirror, and soon he walking away, he forget what a mighty man he is. But the Lord wants us to stay right there and see who we are. He wants us to be honest in our heart toward him. And if we are honest in our hearts, in the song said he will operate on your heart. He will take out that rapid heartbeat. He will take out that flutter. He will take out that syncope or whatever is wrong with you. He will take it out and he will give you medicine. And that medicine, he will give you his spirit. He will put love in your heart. He will take out the hatred out of your heart. He will give you a merciful heart to love those that treat you wrong. God will do that for you. But you got to be honest in your heart. You got to stay right there and see who you really are. Because God loves each and every one of us. And he has no respect of person. That what he does for one, he will do it for the other. Because there is no hopeless situation in God. No matter how, in a song like I tell often, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. He can do anything but fail. But you got to be honest in your heart. Allow him to come in and rule and abide there. But he will not do it unless you allow him and you are honest. And so I want you all to continue to pray and tell the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, you help me to be saved. You help me to live right. And the Lord will do just that for you. He said he will fulfill every good desire. And Ella Holmes, we're going to continue to pray for you that God continue to to hear your cry and answer your every need. May God bless you.
That is so wonderful, Missionary Velvet, to help wrap the message up. Praise God. Amen. Y'all take that words in, what Missionary Velvet tell you all. Yes, because I'm telling you, we need to work on ourselves. Work on ourselves. Amen. Pray and say, Lord, fix me while I'm in this world. Fix me so I can live right while I'm in this world. I'm telling you, fix me, Lord, fix me while I'm in this world. Praise God. Because this is the dressing up room. We're only going through here one time. It's time to get right with God. Amen. Get right, church, and let's go home. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. Missionary Velvet, let's go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Begin reading at verse number 1. What it say?
For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the coming thereof perfect.
Yes. Now, people offered up sacrifices, but it couldn't deliver a person from their sin. Folks repent every day, or repent often. But yet it's still they sin because their sinful nature is still there. Jesus come to fix it, to take that sinful nature out of you. So you ain't got to be up and down like a seesaw, going around like a merry-go-round. You don't have to be like that. But the Lord come to save you from your sin. I'm telling you. What is that, Missionary?
But then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshiper once perished, you have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year.
The reason why is because the Adam nature of sin was still there. The sacrifice wasn't strong enough to cleanse them. Only forgive them. But I got news to let you know. We don't have to treat Jesus' blood like them sacrifices. Because Jesus' blood is stronger than them sacrifices. Much stronger than them sacrifices. To deliver us from our sins. What is that?
For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Wherefore, when he comes into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. In burnt offering and sacrifice for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God.
Now, God found fault in them sacrifices because it couldn't cleanse your conscience. You kept on sinning. God found fault in repentance. Because repentance alone cannot totally deliver you from your sin. It only just forgive you forgiveness. And you got to build upon that. It's time to work on your salvation. Don't park right at repentance, godly sorrow. Don't just park there. Move, graduate, move further. Go to the blood. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb. What did the Bible say?
About what he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither has pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he may establish the second.
Now the Lord took away the first, all those sacrifices and all that couldn't cleanse your conscience. He took that all away. Now he's going to establish the second. What
is that? By that which wind we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
The Lord come to sanctify us. That is to root out that Adam nature of sin out of us.
Once for all.
And do it once for all. Is enough power to sanctify you, to last you until Jesus come. Y'all heard me? Praise the Lord. It'll last you until Jesus come. The Lord will sanctify you one time. It's enough to last you until Jesus come.
Man.
Praise God. What the Bible says?
And every priest standing daily ministering the offering, oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God.
He sat down on the right hand of God, being our high priest, praise God, making intercession for us. I'm telling you, Jesus is our answer. You heard me? Jesus is the one that can sanctify you, wash you and clean you up, make you a child of God, cause you to be born again, so you can make heaven your home. The blood of Jesus will sign your name in the book of life, and so you have a seat in the kingdom of God. Amen. After sing that song, if I got my ticket, Lord, can I ride?
Can I ride.
I'm telling you, you can ride your, amen, the chariot to heaven. Because you got, amen, because you're washed in the blood. Praise God. On your way to heaven. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. Amen. Amen. It's a powerful message. Praise God. Those of you that like to know more in depth, you can, amen, write me. Praise God. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Send me messages about what I'm preached. And I'll be glad to send you back messages concerning this, amen, preaching here and the message here that I preach. Praise God. So let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith and we wrap the message up. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. All this month we've been preaching about sanctification. Jehovah Kadisi. Praise God, the Lord that sanctifies. Lord, look up here in mercy. Though that's in sin, let us pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Sanctify them prisoners. Let them know, God, you love them, Lord. Want to change their lives. Make the life brand new. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch them. Deliver them and set them free. Go into the free world, into the churches. Let revival break out in there. Folks may get sanctified. The preacher gets sanctified. That folks may be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Just give God the praise. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Bill.
Praise and praise the songs that Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. He is the way for you and I. He is the way for the whole wide world. Jesus is your answer. You know, the message and prayer that Ella Holman said all this month, he is the one that will sanctify you. And you need to be sanctified and cleansed from your every sin. And Jesus is the only one that we have to receive to get back to God, to in our rightful place with him. So you believe that message, keep on thinking and keep on praising God and keep on working on yourself. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. You, the Lord, is your best friend. He is always there with you every step of the way. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Those in the free world, your prayer is a part of our ministry. Continue to pray for us that we pray for you. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But then most of all, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised you and I, he is able to perform. It is his good pleasure to save you and to redeem you and to restore you to your rightful place with him. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Bell and myself. The door, Lord, may open up door, more doors to go into the jails and prisons. Spanish-speaking areas, write for Spanish material. Go, Jesus, love the Spanish-speaking people. Those that's incarcerated, write our ministry with your letters. Amen, and velvet get them, amen, we'll be able to read them on future broadcasts. Praise God. Amen. To next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train, this train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, ministry or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven-Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.